Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last week in New York City, the College Football Hall of Fame inducted its class of 2009. William Henry Lewis was among the 18 men honored. To describe his induction as belated would be an understatement. Lewis played his football at Amherst and Harvard in the early 1890s, and at those two schools, according to Evan Albright, who has written extensively about Lewis, he began accumulating a long list of achievements and distinctions.
The first black All-American football player, for heaven's sake. The first African-American to captain a predominantly white team. That's Harvard. He also captained the Amherst squad as well when he was there. He wrote one of the first books on football, a primer of college football. He was one of the first African-American coaches for Harvard and was the first paid coach that Harvard ever had for its football program.
Under the eligibility rules of that time, William Lewis could play for Harvard while he was attending the law school there. After his playing and coaching days were over, Lewis moved on to achieve various other distinctions. President Theodore Roosevelt appointed him assistant U.S. attorney for Boston. A few years later, President Taft made Lewis an assistant attorney general, which, according to Evan Albright, continued Lewis's list of firsts.
It was at the time the highest federal office ever achieved by an African American. And in fact, it was the highest office ever achieved by an African American for more than 40 years. I think it wasn't until the Eisenhower administration that someone received a higher post in a presidential administration. It was very controversial.
Weirdly, well over 100 years after William Henry Lewis helped Harvard win 22 games while losing just two, the matter of African-American coaches at the top level of college football can still seem controversial. Richard Lapchick, the director of the DeVos Sport Business Management Program at the University of Central Florida, has written extensively about matters of race and sport.
College football coaching has been the most problematic of all the positions. I co-authored the autobiography of Eddie Robinson with Coach Robinson, and when I met him in 1997 for the first time, one of the things we discussed that night was that there were only 8 African-American head coaches in Division 1A, now called FBS, and when I delivered part of his eulogy 10 years later at Grambling State, I had to mention that in that 10 years, the numbers had gotten worse. There were only going to be 5 African-American head coaches that next year.
On the day we spoke, that number was up to 13. Perhaps the improvement will endure. But Richard Lapchick hopes current writers and historians will continue to tell and celebrate the stories of African-Americans who achieved firsts. A couple of years ago, he wrote a book about African-American athletes who had broken barriers as pro or college players. The response at the schools where the athletes had played surprised him.
The Ivy League schools, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, and ACC, and 70% of the schools had no idea who their first African-American student-athlete was. And they all went back and found it and began celebrating them on their campuses as a result of, you know, figuring out this was probably a pretty good idea.
The time for celebrating or re-celebrating the achievements and distinctions of William Henry Lewis came this month at the induction ceremonies of the National Football Foundation College Hall of Fame. Evan Albright is among those applauding that development.
I thought it was a wonderful thing that they did, that they went back and found Lewis. I mean, he was the most famous African-American at one point in the United States. It's not an exaggeration to say that, particularly when he was appointed Assistant Attorney General of the United States. And it is an amazing life.
If that amazing life has become at least a little less obscure thanks to the efforts of the College Football Hall of Fame, well then, well done.